It's the story of an American held in a dark Venezuelan prison.
Then all of a sudden, they all kind of lined up. They pointed their guns at me. And this is the point where I thought, I'm going to die today.
I'm Becky Bruce. I spent a year working on Hope in Darkness, which now has more than 2 million downloads. Find it on KSLpodcast.com or wherever you listen to podcasts.
Utah's best athletes count on flexibility, speed, strength.
And the Jazz pick up their 22nd assist.
So they count on University of Utah Health.
Brielso Lake puts this game away.
And so can you. Leading doctors, a world-class environment, award-winning innovation, care to be great.
14 unanswered by the Utes.
University of Utah Health, caring for Utah's best and yours. Schedule your appointment now at uofuhealth.org/care to be great.
Welcome back to KSL's Unrivaled, powered by KSL Sports. Dallin Graf, Matt Viamonte. We just finished talking about the potential college football playoff expansion. And Matt, we've had quite a few texts. I want to read this one first. I appreciated this from texter, 9897. Refreshing to have some BYU perspective on this show for once. KSL usually hates BYU.
That's not true. So that's not true. And we would know because Dallin is the producer of Cougar Sports Saturday. I'm a co-host with Mitch Harper. And that is every Saturday from 12 to 3. So KSL actually loves BYU.
There's a couple of us, at least.
There are. I think KSL loves BYU. We like to refer to it as KSL News Radio, the legacy home of BYU. BYU sports are heard here on KSL. So, but if you want some more BYU stuff, feel free to tune into our show from 12 to 3 every Saturday or subscribe to our podcast. We have a great show tomorrow, by the way.
We absolutely do.
We have some great stuff, but a few more texts coming in as you guys have some opinions, and we love them. Keep texting us 57500 opinions on this playoff expansion. What should it be? And let's get to some of these. So, texter 7757, great point here. Over time, the talent would spread more broadly. More teams could recruit as having a legitimate chance to play for a national championship. That's a legit point that I have no rebuttal for on a 4 or 6 team. It does open it up for more teams to have a chance. But then again, the team 7 and 8, how great of a chance do they really have? But hey, that's why they play the game, right, Dallin?
Yeah, and you get the opportunity to be there. And that's what matters, is the opportunity to get the shot. Texter 7445 said expanding to 8 playoff teams does not make the regular season any less important. I would agree because the margin of error would not be as razor thin, but you would still have to win 10, 11, at least 11. I mean, one or two losses is the most you're going to be able to
get
in.
When you lose a single game in college football right now, you are praying that someone else slips up to get you back into the conversation.
Yeah.
It would change the regular season because you lose one game, you're like, no big deal. As long as we only lose one more, we've got a chance. So it does affect the regular season. All right, texter 4924 says it can't be 6 or 12. It's got to be 4, 8, or 6. Why? Why can't it be 6 or 12?
Yeah, like the byes.
Why?
I don't know. It makes it a little more complicated.
The byes actually might make the tournament more interesting because teams get a chance to get healthy before you get to the meat of the tournament.
And the top two seeds would be extremely important in like a 6 if that's a scenario.
It adds a little juice to the regular season.
I'm not going to get into this text, but 2415 had a 14-team playoff. It's pretty complicated. Maybe we'll get to that later, but I appreciate the creativity. If you have any other ideas or comments on this, like Matt said, text in 57500. But we want to get into a conversation about the last decade of sports, and specifically local sports. What are the biggest stories of this past decade here in the state of Utah? So we're going to kind of throw out some ideas. None of them, to be fair, are like very strong cases to be the biggest story, but we have some things to throw out there. And I'll go ahead and start. The Jazz this offseason had arguably their biggest offseason in team history.
Yeah.
Trading for Mike Conley, a big all-star caliber name, signing a guy like Bojan Bogdanović, who has been arguably their best player this year.
Yeah.
Biggest offseason in Jazz history, and really kind of changed the perspective of them as solid playoff team to potential title contender. Now, season hasn't gone quite as maybe fans have hoped so far, but that hope is still there. That team, that talent is still there. I think you could maybe argue, maybe there's a recency bias here, but that seems like a pretty big story in local sports.
We're talking about the top story of the decade locally from sports. Let me throw in there as a candidate, Dallin, the Jazz renovation. They're right next door. They're playing the Warriors right now. We'll get an update on that as the game gets a little more into the flow. But hey, the All-Star game announcement. That's a big deal. Getting the All-Star game is a big deal.
I mean, it's cool, but like, oh, it's also next decade, though. So the announcement of its, maybe the game itself will make next decade's list, but the announcement maybe not as fun.
Fair
Here's
enough.
Another one I thought of. This is fun. Jimmer Mania. Arguably, I mean, we're talking about the biggest athlete to come out of the Utah sports scene in the last decade. It's got to be Jimmer.
Jimmer Mania was huge. Now, you weren't living in the state during Jimmer Mania. I remember camping out in snowstorms with tents to get great student seats for Jimmer Mania. The Marriott Center was off the hook. I mean, it was Kevin Durant tweeting he's the greatest scorer in the world. That is a legitimate case.
It's a big deal.
For top story. This probably isn't quite as big as that, but staying in the hoops realm, the Utah U coach, Coach Krestoviak, canceling the series for safety. I mean, that you don't see that every day. A rival coach canceling a rivalry series for safety concerns. That was interesting.
Interesting is a good way to put that. I'm going to agree to that. Ultimately, I think there's one story, right?
Yeah.
The big story, and that is the massive NCAA realignment. You had Utah going to the Pac-12, BYU choosing independence. There was the potential of a Pac-16 that would have kept both of them out of the Pac-12, maybe in the Mountain West. I mean, that's a big deal. You look at where those programs are now, especially in football, and the difference between those two. That realignment seems like what shook the scope of sports in Utah the most.
Yeah, and I think realignment is maybe too vague of, I mean, that was obviously the top story, but when you think locally, Utah to the Pac-12 is obviously massive. BYU not getting to the Pac-12 is my top story of the decade. And I know that falls under the realignment umbrella, but look at the difference between the two programs right now. The money that comes into the University of Utah is substantial. The renovations they've made to the stadium and are making substantial. BYU is not on the same playing field. The difference between Power 5 and quote-unquote Group of 5, the haves and the have-nots, is wider now than it has ever been. And BYU not getting into the Big 12 or the Pac-12, it is affecting their recruiting. It's affecting their ability to get good coaches. It's crazy how much that has had an impact. And it's had a bigger impact than I thought it would. So for me, I mean, Utah to the Pac-12, huge, but even bigger, BYU not getting to a Power 5 conference.
Yeah, and it's affected the rivalry between Utah and BYU and perhaps the competitiveness of the rivalry. Tom Hackett had some thoughts last night. We'll get to it in the next segment here, yeah. after the news and traffic here at the bottom of the hour. But look forward to that. We're gonna talk a little bit more of that and perhaps what are the big sports stories of next decade. What do we anticipate we'll be talking about 10 years from now as we wrap up the 2020s?
Feel free to chime in as well, 57500. We're taking a break here. KSL's Unrivaled, powered by KSL Sports.
It's the story of an American held in a dark Venezuelan prison.
Then all of a sudden, they all kind of lined up. They pointed their guns at me. And this is the point where I thought, I'm going to die today.
I'm Becky Bruce. I spent a year working on Hope in Darkness, which now has more than 2 million downloads. Find it on KSLpodcast.com or wherever you listen to podcasts.